How many calories do you burn running a mile 2022? In order to determine how many calories do you burn running a mile, it is important to first understand how the body burns calories. Calories are burned by the body as it uses energy to power all of its activities, including running. The number of calories burned by running a mile depends on a person's weight, sex, and speed. Keep reading our blog post to get more useful information. How many calories do you burn running a mile? For someone who is 180 pounds, the general rule is to burn approximately 100 calories per mile. Let's suppose you are 120 pounds. You might lose no more than 60 calories if you run the same distance. These metabolic variables include body weight, body composition, and age. Performance factors such as intensity or incline are also included. Factors that affect caloric expenditure. Body weight. People who are heavier burn more calories per mile because it takes more fuel to move a bigger body at the same pace. For instance, a 150-pound runner would run at a 10-minute mile pace for an hour to burn approximately 700 calories. However, someone who is 240 pounds would burn around 1,100 calories while training at the same intensity. Speed. Speed, intensity, and weight all have a significant impact on how many calories you burn in a single mile. You burn more calories if you run faster than you walk. A 160-pound runner running at a fast 13-minute pace would burn approximately 700 calories. However, if they run at the same pace for 10 minutes per mile for the same time, they can burn as many as 900 calories. Your speed also has an impact on how many calories you lose after exercising. The rule of thumb is that the harder you run, and the more exercise you do, the more fuel you burn off. This is known as post-exercise oxy-consumption, EPOC. If you want to learn how to breathe properly while running, check out our post, How to Breathe While Running? Top Full Guide 2022. Fitness level. Your fitness level is another important variable that can affect the burning calories you run. Overall, runners who have had years of running experience can burn more calories than those who are just starting. Actually, the more you train, the fewer calories you'll burn. This is why some runners experience weight loss plateaus, even gains, during their training. Check out my post on the subject. Running surface. Your running terrain can have an impact on your calorie burn, whether you run on trails, roads, sand, or a treadmill. The burn may be increased by challenging terrain. A flat surface makes it easier to run 3 miles than a hilly route where you have to climb steeply. This is because your muscles need to work harder to maintain your balance while running on difficult surfaces. As you can see, the higher the effort, the more calories are burned. It is simple logic. Weather conditions. Running economy can also impact calorie burn. Temperature is also a major factor. Research shows that cold temperatures may actually burn more calories than mild ones, which makes it easier to lose weight. Running in the heat may also increase your calorie by increasing your perceived exertion level. Gender. Although there is some evidence that men often find it easier to lose weight than women, the research is still incomplete. Men may burn more calories running a mile than women. This is due to the fact that men are generally larger than women and weight has a significant impact on calorie burn. The rule is that the bigger a person, male or female, is, the more calories they will burn. Remember that the survey shows that men are on average 5 inches taller than women and that they weigh approximately 25 more pounds. Incline. Hill running will increase calories. It can be difficult to determine how many calories you are actually burning when running uphill. A treadmill that calculates energy expenditure will include an incline in the calorie count. You can see the difference between running at a flat rate and running at an incline of 10% to 12%. This can be used to determine the percentage increase in calories you might experience when you run outdoors. A few online calculators can calculate how many calories you have burned while running uphill. These calculators might provide a better estimate, but it is important to remember to keep an open mind and be careful. Calculators require that you input the exact grade of the hill you were training on. This is something most runners won't know. Keep in mind, however, that while you might burn more calories running uphill, you will burn fewer calories going downhill because you haven't had to exert as much effort. Running examples of calorie burn. Below are some examples of calories burned by different runners, ages, and genders. This will give you an idea of the differences in calories burned between people. Example 1, a 40-year-old female runs 5.0 miles per hour or 12 minutes on flat terrain. If you're 120 pounds, you'll burn 90 calories per mile. If you're 140 pounds, you'll burn 100 calories per mile. If you're 160 pounds, you'll burn 115 calories per mile. If you're 200 pounds, you'll burn 140 calories per mile. If you're 240 pounds, you'll burn 165 calories per mile. Example 2, a 12-minute run at 5.0 miles per hour or a mile of running with an average incline of 5% for a 25-year-old male. You'll burn calories 72 miles if you weigh 120 pounds. You'll burn calories at 83 miles for a 140 pound person. You'll burn calories 95 if you weigh 160 pounds. If you're 200 pounds, you'll burn 119 calories per mile. If you're 240 pounds, you'll burn 140 calories per mile. Example 3, a 45-year-old male runner runs 8 miles per hour or an 8-minute mile over an 8% incline. If you're 120 pounds, you'll burn 90 calories per mile. If you're 140 pounds, you'll burn 100 calories per mile. If you're 160 pounds, you'll burn 110 calories per mile. If you're 200 pounds, you'll burn 130 calories per mile. If you're 240 pounds, you'll burn 150 calories per mile. These numbers are only estimates. Any effort you make to increase your training efforts will help you burn more calories. Calories burned running vs. cardiovascular workouts. Running is a great way to burn calories if you are looking for a more effective workout. You may have already known that pounding the pavement can be one of the best ways to lose weight and calories. This is how running compares with other activities lasting around 1 hour. Skipping at a moderate speed 1,000 calories an hour, swimming vigorously for 1 hour will burn approximately 1,000 calories. Bicycling at a difficult pace 500 calories, rowing at a fast pace, approximately 800 calories, walking at a fast pace 270 calories, moderate pace, cycling 530 calories, swimming at a moderate pace, 560 calories, playing tennis 530 calories. How to use online calculators? It's possible that your fitness device, be it a GPS watch, a smartphone app, or any other type, is providing data about estimated calories burned. These wearables measure your speed, running distance, heart rate, and heartbeat, then calculate a rough estimate of how many calories you have burned based on these stats. These numbers are rough estimates, however, they may not be as accurate as they seem. How to get started? You will need to get used to running as a beginner to help you lose weight. If you are unsure about running or have any health issues, talk to your doctor. You can lose a pound by just running. You can burn 3,500 calories and be there. If you are 180 pounds and you run 5 miles per day, 3 days per week, you can lose a pound in less than 2 weeks. It may seem long, but the losses add up. You could lose about 25 pounds if you follow the same training methods for a year. Making healthy nutritional choices. It is a good idea to make healthy food choices if you want to improve your caloric burn. There are many delicious foods, but which ones are good choices? If you're going to undo all that work by eating high-calorie foods with little nutritional value, it is not worth spending a lot of time in the weight room or on the track. A mindset shift to see food as fuel can have a huge impact on your health. I don't recommend that you eliminate all food from your diet, but you should be more intentional about what you eat. Burning calories vs. burning fat. Your body burns calories from food when you do exercise. Your body also stores carbohydrates that are used as fuel during exercise. Carbohydrates are equivalent to energy calories. Aerobic exercise can help you burn fat by moving through the basic stages of your body. You will reach your optimal fat burning zone if you exercise at 50 to 70% of the maximum VO2 max. This isn't a full-on exercise. Variating the intensity of your workout can give you a competitive edge. You can make your body adapt to changes over the course of a week or in individual workouts. Also, it is true that more muscle means more fat loss. Spending time lifting weights is a worthwhile investment. Running is about more than burning calories. You know that calories are important to your body, which is why you're reading this far. If you want to run as much as possible and burn as many calories, increase your intensity of training. Find a route that has lots of hills. You can also increase your treadmill's incline. Calories are only part of the story. Calorie burning isn't necessarily the end-all and be-all. It is important to remember that running and exercising are not about losing weight or becoming lean.